And this is a strain on all the budgets for these, especially these smaller schools, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of it depends on what you had in place to begin with.
Right.
You know, as part of the budget deal for 1920, as the legislature fixed the budget gaps from last year, they reduced $175 per student in state money and gave us $350 in federal money out of the CARES Act that we have to spend by December 31st. So for us, it worked that, you know, we had to take $200,000 out of the budget, but we put $400,000 in. And out of that $400,000, we've spent about $300,000 of it so far, between buying devices for all the students and just trying to buy all the equipment to be able to clean and sanitize at the levels we're supposed to be able to, and acrylic dividers that we made in-house. And
that probably won't end December 31st.
No, we're going to end up needing to buy, we'll stock up on cleaning supplies in December and try to make sure we get enough to go through. But, you know, we'll end up spending the $400,000 on an, you know, $11 million budget. So we're spending 3 to 4% of our operating funds will be directed, direct expense to COVID this year.